What bracha do you make when you eat a tafel before an ikar? In other words, a secondary food, which you're only eating with a main food, but you eat the tafel first. So which bracha do you make? So to back up, the Mishnah in Brachos talks about this halacha that when you eat a main food and you eat a secondary food, you only make a bracha on the main food. The Gemara gives an example later on, or actually earlier in the Gemara, but later on in this Chabura, that if you eat a tzinon, a radish, and you only eat a zayis, an olive, to blunt the taste of the radish, you only make a bracha on the radish. Rashi says, because the olive is only eaten to blunt the sharpness of the radish. Truma Sadashin says that when you eat before drinking alcohol, because you don't want to eat on an empty you don't want to drink on an empty stomach, do you make a bracha on the food? This is what the Truma Sadashin asks. He answers that, well, maybe it's like our radish and our olive. You're only eating the olive in order to blunt the taste of the radish. So to over here, you're only eating before drinking to enable yourself to drink the alcohol, and so you're not drinking on an empty stomach. But then he says, well, it's different, because here, obviously, you're doing the eating before the drinking. In other words, the eating, which is just help out the drinking, is actually coming first. So what do you do in such a situation? So says Truma Sadashin, oh, okay, so in this situation, it's different, he says. And since you're eating the secondary item before you eat the primary item, you're eating the tafel before you drink the ikar, you do make a bracha on the tafel. But what bracha do you make on the tafel? So the Arzurua is cited by Truma Sadashin, says we always make a shahakol. Now, it's interesting. A shahakol, because it's not the normal bracha that you would make on this cracker, let's say, you're eating before you have the alcohol. But you always make a shahakol on this first bracha, this tafel bracha, which you're doing first, because it's not you're not eating it for the hana, you're not eating it for the full, you know, for the full benefit. You're just eating it, and you're just making a bracha because you need to make a bracha before you put everything into your mouth. Now, there is a separate machlokes between Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, whether you make a bracha achrona upon eating less than a shear of a shiva minim fruit. The Baal Tosus says you make a brain of fashos, which is weird because normally after you eat the shivas minim, you need to make an alamichya. Here, though, you're eating less of the requisite requirement of the amount of the sheer shivas minim, and yet, so therefore, the bracha changes, says the Ri, you make a brain of fashos. Says the Rosh, that's ridiculous. Why would you change the bracha simply because you're eating the less amount? And therefore, he says you don't make any bracha at all. Now, the Beis Yosef says, well, based on this Rosh, that you never change a bracha just because the first bracha makes no sense, or first we can't say the first bracha, you don't change and say a different bracha. So to over here, he says, that goes against the Truma Sadashin. Why would the Truma Sadashin say that if you eat the tafel before the ikar, you switch it and now make a shahakol? Why would you make a shahakol? Why would you change the bracha? That doesn't make any sense. Don't change the bracha. Now, therefore, what bracha should you make? So it sounds like from Shulchan Aruch, when he paskins this halacha, doesn't mention anything about an ikar before a tafel, tafel before an ikar, that you wouldn't make anything on this cracker that you're eating before the alcohol. You wouldn't make anything on the cracker, because you're only eating the cracker to blunt for the alcohol. The alcohol is the ikar, so you could put the cracker in your mouth without, you know, making any bracha. Now, V'darki Moshe says, well, why are we comparing it to v'shivas minim? Here, by the ikar and tafel, you're not benefiting a real hanah from the tafel. So it deserves some bracha, but you'd only make a shahakol. And therefore, he says that, and this is how the Ramah passes as well, like the Truma Sadashin, you wouldn't make a shahakol on the cracker that you're eating just to enable you to have alcohol. Now, the Magen Avraham takes a third approach, and he says, well, the only time that you would make the first bracha would be, meaning a shahakol, is when the second item, the ikar, is actually a shahakol. So in other words, if you make a bracha on the tafel shahakol, so if you're having the tafel before you have an ikar, and that tafel happens to be shahakol, and the ikar happens to, scratch that, if you have the tafel before the ikar, which is our case, and the ikker happens to be shako, then if you're eating the tafel first, you make a shako. Because in that case, the tafel shako is going to cover the actual bracha of the ikker. But in every other case, he said you would make a regular bracha on the tafel, and you wouldn't change it to shako. The opposite is the Magen Avraham paskins like this Magen Avraham, but he says it's best not to eat the tafel before the ikker, because otherwise you're going to run into this whole problem of iskabura. And therefore he says it's best to just eat the ikker before the tafel. Now the Shevet Alevi is an interesting application of this. It's, let's say you eat chocolate-covered almonds, but you suck off the chocolate first, which is the tafel, let's assume you like almonds, which is what he's assuming. So the almond in the middle is the ikker, so you should only have to make a bracha on the ikker, and not the tafel. Even if you're having the tafel before the ikker, you wouldn't make a bracha. Or if you are, you'd only make a shako, which over here makes sense because it's chocolate. But would you make a shako? Or would you say, no, you don't make a brach on the tafel at all, like the simple read of the Shulchan Aruch? So the Shevet Alevi says this is a nice try to make this a practical application, but here it's different, because since the chocolate-covered almond is only one item itself, it's a combined item, then he says for sure you only make a bracha on the almond, you don't make a bracha on the chocolate.